From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A federal jury today convicted Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff. Louis Scooter Libby was found guilty of four counts of lying under oath and obstructing the investigation into the leak of CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. Jurors acquitted Libby on one count of making false statements. We'll hear from two of the key players in this story and from the White House. First to NPR's Ari Shapiro, who was in the courtroom when the verdict was read.
Over a month of testimony, the jury heard from some of the country's most prominent journalists and government officials. According to juror Dennis Collins, by the time the panel worked through all of that testimony, their opinion of the case had little to do with the outcome.
You just came to this conclusion that, wow, okay, here it is right before us.
Guilty of obstructing justice, making false statements to the FBI, and committing perjury before a grand jury. Libby sat expressionless as the foreperson read the verdict in court. His wife, who'd sat in the front row watching the trial every day, cried silently. Defense lawyer Ted Wells said he's very disappointed in the verdict.
We intend to file a motion for a new trial, and if that is denied, we will appeal the conviction, and we have every confidence that ultimately Mr. Libby will be vindicated.
As for his client's reaction,
Mr. Libby, are you willing to go to prison?
Mr. Libby, how disappointed are you?
Libby would not comment. By convicting Libby on four of the five counts, the jury rejected the defense team's argument that the defendant suffered from innocent memory lapses. Instead, they endorsed the prosecution's claim that Libby tried to mislead investigators by lying under oath. Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald said today that he's gratified by the jury's decision. He defended his choice to pursue this case even though no one was charged with the underlying crime of leaking a CIA agent's identity.
The nature of any person telling a lie under oath to a grand jury is a serious problem. Having someone, a high-level official, do that under oath in a national security investigation is something that can never be acceptable. And that just made it mandatory that we pursue it.
Fitzgerald said he considers the investigation closed and does not expect any further charges to be filed. The crimes Libby was convicted of today centered on his account of conversations he had with two journalists, Tim Russert of NBC News and Matthew Cooper of Time magazine. Libby said he learned Plame's identity from Russert, and he denied leaking her identity to Cooper. Both journalists testified at the trial that Libby's account was fiction. Juror Dennis Collins said the jury believed that Libby had a bad memory, but the testimony was just too overwhelming to buy into his story.
It was just very hard to believe that how he could remember it on a Tuesday and then forget it on a Thursday and then remember it 2 days later.
Collins said the jury liked Libby. He came across as sympathetic.
It was said a number of times, what are we doing with this guy here? Where's Rove? Where are these other guys? We're not saying that we didn't think Mr. Libby was guilty of the things we found him guilty of, but that it seemed like he was, to put it Mr. Wells' point, but he was the fall guy.
Rove is Karl Rove, the other White House aide who leaked Libby's identity to reporters. He was never charged with a crime, nor was Libby's boss, Dick Cheney, although Collins said,
the belief the jury was that he was tasked by the vice president to go and talk to reporters.
Over the course of the trial, it became clear that Libby's conversations with reporters were part of a White House strategy to discredit former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Wilson publicly disputed part of the White House's justification for the Iraq War, and the White House responded by quietly telling reporters that Wilson's wife worked at the CIA. Experts are divided on what Libby's ultimate sentence could be. He's scheduled to find out in early June, and he remains free until then. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.